Argentina's government says, don't worry, there are zero chances of a repeat of yesterday, when a massive power outage left the entire country and all of neighboring Uruguay without electricity. Argentina's energy minister, Gustavo Lopetegui.
Esa falla no es algo anormal o extraordinario.
The minister said the malfunction that triggered the nationwide blackout was not unusual or extraordinary. What was extraordinary, he explained, was that a single failure on a single line led to a cascade of failures that shut down the entire national electric grid. That led to chaos on the roads because traffic lights didn't work for hours, and people were stranded in Buenos Aires high-rises because the elevators didn't work. These two residents of the Argentine capital shared their experiences with the BBC.
Everything came to a halt. Lifts, water pumps, everything. We were left adrift.
The fridge thawed and I couldn't go out because the lift wasn't working. I could only come down when the power came back.
The blackout also affected regional elections taking place in parts of Argentina yesterday. The voting went ahead, with many people casting ballots by the glow of their cell phones or by candlelight. Early results show opposition candidates doing well. Not good news for President Mauricio Macri or his government as they scramble to explain how the entire country was plunged into darkness on their watch. Argentina, like other nations, has limited power outages all the time, but this was a blackout on an entirely different scale. Reporter Natalia Cosoy says it will be weeks before investigators can say how the power failure spread so widely.
The suspicion lies within a power line that comes out of an electric dam in the north of the country, in the border with Paraguay. And it's suspected that something happened in that power line that triggered an automatic response from the network that made it stop altogether. But up to this point in the government, they don't want to say definitely what have happened because they say they are still investigating what the reasons behind that trigger were.
Reporter Natalia Cosoy in Buenos Aires.